Hello, welcome to Beyond the Playbook. Now, this is whatever it is. I've got guys sitting down here. We'll sit down and talk about some great stuff. And the fact that I've got two people looking at me right and left just tells me there's danger about to happen. Let's make a big welcome first. Ladies first. Suor Chappelle is in the building with us. I hear you go by Chief sometime or Doctor.
If I conk you with two by
which one you like, Chief or Doctor?
She's a Chief.
Honey. No, which one okay. I like. It's
honey.
Who I am.
I don't know now. Only you be Doctor.
Yes.
Only you be Chief. So, Doctor, Chief.
No, Chief, Doctor. One, they follow the other. It'd be like
Chief, Doctor.
No, it's a good
so, where you collect your doctorate from?
Actually, now they give me.
Where did it consign you?
Honorary.
Where did it consign you? Where did it consign you? You get?
Actually.
Because I don't collect.
Kevin Egret is the other person here too, by the way.
Let me go find out. Kevin, how far? Both of us get the same alma mater. If you want doctorate, go Uniben.
University of Benin.
You don't. We're not here to talk about University of Benin.
I understand.
We're in Lagos.
In the Lac people always.
Yes, we're in Lagos. University of First Choice is in Lagos.
They always and the nation's pride.
Is OAU not University of First Choice?
No, University of First Choice and the nation's pride.
Really?
UNILAC.
How many
UNILAC.
No, now OAU, not Bill now.
Now OAU now.
Let me get that they see the others, they get performance as
well. The beef they have, right?
We produce vice Lagos. We don't get vice president now.
And University of Ibadan.
We don't get vice president.
Every day.
We don't get vice president. We get vice president. I don't get president.
We are Fashola now.
Thank you! Colette!
RM,
what
RMG.
What made you?
We get vice president. I get governor.
Roll our mouth like cigar. What they do you?
Do you know that I was in RMG, Fashola's room in school? Ekewa.
For you.
And the same room now.
This is a Colette award.
Fashola,
RMG is my cousin.
I never do sports. Many people don't come.
Delta.
All right. Oh, sorry. Delta people who went to Uniben.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
All right. So we're going to talk about this thing. Even my producer said just stressed me today. The first thing I just saw was Super Eagles. And stress lines just appeared on my forehead. But all I can just think about is, Super Eagles don't stress me.
Yeah.
From the good days. So we'll think about the good days we had. And maybe I should even ask you guys. Mm. What moment do you remember from the World Cup? I want to first make you people cry a bit. So think about it.
Which of the World Cups?
Any of the World Cups. Pick the one
I
that comes to mind.
I remember 1998.
And I said you
not,
remember.
Not, so, there was this vibes about, sand for terrible eyes. You understand? But before the sand one, I always remember that was Sunday Ulysses banger again.
Yeah.
Against Spain. You know, that was really, really massive. You know, being at the World Cup and thinking, I remember a lot of things about the World Cup.
But 98 was the one.
It's always, 98 for me was the one. The fact that goal alone from Sunday Ulysses.
You know the funny thing?
Memorable.
It's not even always the goal. It's maybe because of the way I got my introduction into football. It was the Bulgaria. That was World Cup, maybe.
The Bulgaria. 94.
Bulgaria. Now, which one did it be?
Not Bulgaria.
Not BJ.
Bulgaria.
So, Bulgaria, 94. I did for my senior brother. My senior brothers and show that all get narrowed then because then you had to have connections to watch the games. And like not the day for worry then. So Craig
Brooks. Like don't they worry now?
Not the now. It used to be, but not the now. Every man has solar. But I sit down for a shoulder because I was so small and everybody was coming out. There was no light. So the full street when we cross go, Mr. Lodia house, the compound, I think. Everybody gather. Everywhere food, they put TV, mountain for wall for defense, not be wall mountain day. So some people perish for three, everybody just day. And all I knew was as soon as Yakini wired that ball, the full street
just scatter.
I see one guy, they used to call this thing a ninth soul man, right? Those kind of people that used to carry,
we know.
The another guy be like banker, they use one Pojo. Everybody they hug themselves. Oh boy, now that I realize, say, I fall in love with sports too. I fall in love with football. I fall in love with the national team. Every era don't give me something, but I know they stop going back to that because no matter the goal, I know they say that Ahmed Musa own one guy, he carry foul, carry egg.
That's the 2014. Wire.
No, that was Russia.
Russia.
Argentina. Okay. Okay. Musa on as one guy they shout Oguo and as they shout Ogu, he hold egg, he see all crucifix, they shout Ogu, they carry forward, they shake egg. And the guys score. See the way I enjoy World Cup now, the way people they feel out. So yeah, good old days.
You know, those were very good memories.
Very good memories.
What came to my mind? You mentioned the Musa. I was gonna mention Musa actually against Argentina, but because you've mentioned Musa, let me remind you of another moment. And this was even from a commentator's point of view. 2002. As bad as that World Cup was. Remember the goal Julius Agarwa scored, and the commentator went, and Julius Agarwa, that was it for me.
That backy.
We jumped from that tournament, too. So, but that goal.
So, I think for me, why is the goal is because we get to score a few goals, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those goals, actually, they make sense. Even if we come out, they come out and they pay me because we know we might not go far, but maybe we'll not score, and I'm the problem. So long we've gotten that goal, I think I'm good.
You see the problem. Nadi, we know we might not go far.
No, we
that
go far.
But
no, we go. So let's talk about where we are now.
Now.
Yeah. We're probably going to miss another World Cup.
Mm. What God cannot do does not exist.
It happened.
Grace. This is my story.
No, but the problem here now is that the fact that we remove calculator, we don't need punch. This one must do this. This one must do this. It already tells us that there's a problem. Yeah. How did we get to this point? What happened? From a team that we've just brought out memories of 94, 98, 2002, 2010, 2014, 2018.
18. Brother, you see now that draw with Lesotho, I think we draw them, Abi.
Yeah.
That one when they switch positions up and down. I think that was when Pesere was still in. 2023, the first one in November.
Yeah.
Oh boy, from that time, not even the Zimbabwe one. That's when I knew that. You know, when we then got to the AFCON, I had hope that when we're getting into this, things were going to switch up. But Baba, only for us to the CC, since that time, that final, if you wonder how bad our life did right now for AFCON. Who was it? Who do you play in the final? Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
They have not conceded any goal in this qualifier since that AFCON final. We don't even score, reach two.
We don't score two. No, we don't score two now. One or two matches now. Rwanda, we score two now.
Excuse me, nobody. I mean, they score four or three.
Let me try. We shall see it.
Please.
No,
you know. Even a matter of
when I thought the problem just escalated for us was the fact when I think the players stopped realizing who they were.
You gonna know who you be first, right? Yeah. Before you stop.
No, but if you don't reach, you just mentioned how we got to a final of a Cup of Nations. And no, it's not easy. It's a different case if you were stumbling.
I think we stumbled into that.
I don't think we stumbled. I think that what we did was build a very good defense because we already mentioned defensively, we are bad now.
Yeah.
But in AFCON, it had to break us. It was pretty difficult that Ivory Coast needed the whole crowd, the whole stadium, their assistant manager, and the players playing one tune. And then afterwards, we just went bad, right? Because the problems here now was Pesere moved on. We play South Africa, couldn't beat South Africa at home. Couldn't beat Benin at home. Right?
From home.
Even Benin, we're playing on neutral. We lose to Benin.
In Ivory Coast.
In the same place where we supposedly have played more games than Benin have. You know, so I think a few things that just come to mind at that period.
I think it's just the hunger. I didn't get the hunger from the players. Just after coming from the Nations Cup. You're supposed to go all out now. All out. Knowing that we also missed out in 2022. So from this team, the only players that have been to the World Cup before, I think, is Alex Iwobi and the Skipo, right? Yeah. Skipo will not
do that.
And Didi. Skipo will not. Skipo is not going to see another World Cup.
Iheanacho did. He did. So, but will not be a part of this one at this rate.
Iheanacho is not going to be a part of this. Skipo will never see a World Cup again. Thank God he went to 2018. Because how old is he?
Well, he can. If we enter 2026, if he go.
It's the fact that in this era that, like, I was growing up, everybody was talking about Yekini. Ooh, what a great guy. Their best performance for guys may not get the nominations for top player in Africa has always been from performances mostly. In the AFCON.
Yeah.
Not even World Cup. Mm. You know, because World Cup started a bit late for us in the
90s. 94. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then before we then did our stretch of almost 20 years back to back before we started.
You know, 20 years.
That's when you reached.
You know, you come up for 06 now. We didn't go 06.
Oh, yeah, that's because that was political. It's not because we didn't.
We know Rich.
But I mean, now, Yekini was top performer. That era, we got to experience that. We have an era that has Victor James Osimhen, the guy that goes out and puts his body on his line, on the line. We get the era of Ademola Lookman, my G. Tell me, our youngins, and if they talk about why I love Super Eagles, right? Because World Cup, there's something special about a black man, an African man, sticking it to everybody on the world stage. That's why even if you didn't like Morocco, bro.
You'll fall for them
Africa,
now.
Africa, give up! That Portugal That's, match, even bro. Ronaldo fans, didn't send. Give up. We deny this generation. We don't know what the effect is now. Like you said, the impact. Personally, I'm a commentator for the most part. Whether we go or we not go.
Just so far, the shared
market. The money don't reach.
I go chop. You know, a fair price of guy for my market.
But does it pain you if you compare this miss compared to 2022, because that's 2022 own. This one own, at least, yes, you've seen what is coming long before you even got there. But 2022, we just had two games. It's Ghana now.
It's Ghana.
Chibi's Ghana now. Ghana don't feel against Comoros and Madagascar for AFCON.
Even aside from that, the 2022 edition, we drew in Ghana. Yeah. Go less.
No, I'm even
and
saying
we're
that.
Very cocky coming back to Nigeria.
Bro,
that, no, we go win 1-0.
But you know that,
like,
Kelvin.
We sit to a jazz of Africa.
You know that, Kelvin. That AFCON, Ghana failed very well. Comoros and Madagascar, they were using them to sweep floor. And we were like, we even had the better tournament.
I'm sorry, Comoros, those ones, Ghana did not fail low, because right now we are losing to people that are ranked 147, 110.
No, but we are looking at 2022.
I'm just saying, when you want, you have Ghana, you have them with small.
They're not going to AFCON. They're not going to AFCON.
But they're going to
World Cup is after AFCON.
Who cares?
But World Cup is more important.
Yeah, we know, but is there, which cup first?
It's not more important, Sha.
It's more important, too.
Now where will they go to the best?
Okay.
So, you know, look, we will not sit down and cry in our pain. We'll move forward. But who do we blame for this pain first?
Okay.
Because as it is like this, there are plenty places to point finger to. But where do we point our finger? Where do we say, this is where we lost it and this person takes responsibility? Because I remember when South Africa lost points, the first thing SAFA put out was a statement saying, look, we take full responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That automatically already shows leadership. But for Nigeria, who takes this responsibility?
Oh, 4 points. I put it down. I'm proud of myself. This way, you know the hood selected.
Well, you don't take my point.
No, I'm not with T-Farm. So, Uncle, hi. First point, NFL. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. You were talking about the managers they changed.
Yeah.
The series, the Sherrick Shula.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an argument that, you know what, we are not the first people for World Cup qualifiers to change management up and down.
Yeah.
But you see, people, when they change them, they always get a plan. NFF didn't seem like they had a plan. And the players, I would throw it to them too. They're professionals, and even better, they are Nigerians. If your players, they do, or your structure, they do not know. If you want to see an example of people that ignore what the system is, I don't think it's the practice that it should be, but take the Falcons. I use them as an example every day.
Yeah.
You always give them, so, like, anything that Super Eagle complain for, imagine it times 85% for the girls. They don't even get 25% of what the guys get.
There was a time they didn't even have a media officer.
Except, bro, they'll even tell you, thank you. You said the
except the $100,000 they just got this
time. They don't catch a mental hand.
Give that one first.
Okay.
You did in the account.
So you see the thing when we say WNBA complain for their...
Kneel
down and be thankful that you have something.
Yeah.
That's what the girls usually get. But they don't care. As long as you give them the opportunity to show up in the national team shirt, they generally put on a bigger fight, because they know what is. During that one for Morocco, they have to sit themselves down and they talk to themselves. And they were like, bro, I don't care what's happening. Blah, 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 blah. Especially the game before the Zimbabwe game. From word on the streets inside that camp, they spoke to themselves. Who is speaking to people? If you have an Alex Iwobi and you have a Finidi, and if I say Finidi, indeed, the few people that have managed to
see
what it is, Ekong, translate that thing. If they can't translate it personally, I feel like in a country of over, 100 million people, not because they say we plenty.
Which 180?
Well, if you clear everybody and getting the people that, Omo, they have that fire, because you can't really do well on world stage. Check out the people that are doing well in the qualifiers. They have to have that national fervor fire. You are losing to Jamaica, but you are drawing points with Jamaica. You are dragging with Ghana and whatnot with Chile, and you think that's nice. No, you should have pride.
So you've pointed out a few people.
Oh, sorry. Structure. We not get structure.
Hey, but so what is the structure?
So we know, like you said, that we had this thing 6 years in the making.
Yeah.
You knew. Many of the teams, even Dominican Republic, even the ones in South America, they knew that almost as Qatar they come, we need to set up. We need to know how to not just get players there, get our people there, secure tickets, blah, blah, blah. Why am I saying this? Countries are already planning, knowing that it's already times 5%. Times 500% the amount for ticket for Qatar in America. So they're already making plans for their supporters club, for the guys that are entities that are going to be there. They started doing it 6 years before. When the minute they knew that, almost these countries, we are going there. What did we do? What's the only player? So I spoke with some players. Players never still get their money for training. I've been about qualifiers from whatnot. And you're telling me that we have structure. We don't. If we had this plan in place, a long-term plan, it doesn't matter what we are changing. The goal is the goal. We'll get it. See what's happening with Abene. They have a structure. That's why people, they chop their money. Godwin and Akena the other day was talking about how MFM players, a lot of them, were being lost to Benin because they are paying better. There seems to be a plan that they are going somewhere, blah, blah, blah. Benin is beginning to do individual structure. South Africa has structural structure so much that they are playing away game for their own house.
But, so you have mentioned all these people. You did not mention the NSC. Who starts to put the structure? There's no more ministry that will easily say it's the ministry's fault.
They get bored. So the NSC. People don't get bored. They don't bother. So they're not bored.
They never bother.
Exactly.
So for me, I think I would probably want to leave the NSC out of this. Then start with the NFF, right? If we had a very, very strong NFF, the moment South Africa started inviting people, if not for respect, they would have said, Nigeria, you want to come and play your away games in South Africa? The moment they did it for Zimbabwe and did it for Lesotho, oh, come on, come and play your away games here.
You think that that's not what they do?
You know that's maximum points. A strong NFF would have appealed that to CAF.
CAF?
Yes, or FIFA.
Confederation of African Football.
Not to Mosepe. Take
it to FIFA because you feel that this is on due advantage for South Africa, right? Take them to Cote d'Ivoire. Take them to maybe Cameroon to play. South Africa.
Benin not play. Benin did not play here now.
So why did Benin not come to Nigeria to come and play?
No, because Benin's current manager was a former Super Eagles manager.
No, of course, Benin. Don't you think that going to Cote d'Ivoire is more expensive for Benin Republic than coming to Nigeria?
But it will give them an opportunity to take one on.
Imagine if we are told Benin to come and play in Nigeria because we have.
We did. No, the offer was there.
Okay.
To come to you, they didn't take it.
Now, assuming they took it, do you think South Africa will object? Of course they would object.
I don't think they would object.
Why do you not object to South Africa getting two other countries to play in South Africa?
So I think that's where the structure things they because if you see the press what's possible and the precedent of what has been allowed.
Yes.
So you're supposed to the react. It's just like when they put Mokoena out, one of your biggest midfielders, and we didn't even talk for months.
I feel that you guys are blaming the wrong person.
I just started from the
because answer. Everybody's. I'm saying if you pick one, Suo has mentioned a few names, right? And she's majored on structure.
Yeah.
Right. Get that. You have also mentioned the NFF allowing SA. How come you're not playing 11 players? Because Suo mentioned the Super Falcons, and the girls go out and they do what they need to do.
No, I'm still going to the players.
Okay.
I'll still get to the players.
You so just for me they flog them. So
they need to collect King too now.
For the players,
Shay,
right?
You go teach. Shay, you go teach Osimhen how to score. You go teach Ekong how to defend. Abin Wabale how to keep.
Aside from Osimhen, right? We have a national team. We are the most expensive. We have the most expensive squad in Africa.
Yes, sir.
No, we have players like Ademola Lookman, current African footballer of the year.
Should be top 20. Nwabali
is top 20 in the world. Calvin Bassey is like, I think, the fifth most expensive player. 25 million.
And Gadi Bolo.
And it'll try. But when you come national team, why you know they try? The first.
He's still our best defender in the national team currently.
No. You know the one where they pay me. I was in Uyo.
Yeah.
When we saw the Zimbabwe game, right? So. Let me start from the coach.
So whose fault is that Zimbabwe's game? Is it the coach? Because
it's a domino thing.
No, because the question here
should I talk about the Zimbabwe game?
Yes.
The Zimbabwe game is, I don't want to blame Shell because he's gotten the best results from all of the managers.
Yeah.
Right.
Coach, put together. He's gotten the best results together.
But the game is...
Sorry, Eric.
Eric
has played four games. And in four games, he has about, what, 8 points?
He got 2 wins against Rwanda.
8 points.
We are not adding Pesero to it, eh?
No, I'm adding Pesero. So I'm saying Pesero and Finidi together. Their points did not reach what Shell has put.
The three of them, they got 3 points now. The two coaches got 3 points. Pesero got two points.
Yes.
And Finidi got...
1 point. He now got eight.
So he got...
In the same four matches.
Home anyway. But it's Rwanda. But I think
I would have lost to Rwanda
now.
Don't do that. We shall not sleep.
No,
my guy.
I feel that.
No, but we haven't lost to Rwanda.
So here's the thing. We keep speaking of this. Land your Zimbabwe.
The Zimbabwe game was. This was a game we'd have won. See, that one, 100%. I'm blaming the coach. Game don't nearly finish.
Yeah.
Manage this game. Ndidi was tired.
Yeah.
Our EPA captain already tired. Then guess who this man brought on? Boniface to do what? To
hold the ball. Hold the ball.
Hold the ball where?
Hold the ball and create things.
Baba, see what they are trying to protect the win.
But Kelvin, you remember that goals difference. The reason why Benin is number one is because of goals difference. They are tied on points with South Africa.
Would you rather get high goal difference or get 3 points?
I'll get as many goals as we can score.
No, I think I'll go for the 3 points.
Because nobody thought we were going to lose that game.
So I go for the 3 points before the goal.
Since you guys have mentioned, I'm going to say that the players take responsibility. Now, I agree that we've had three different coaches. But what has been constant is those players have still not upped their game.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? You already mentioned Ekong, and he was obvious in the game against Zimbabwe. And let's never talk about the South Africa game. He was obvious there again, right? attacking wise, we rely so much on Victor Osimhen. I think that's even a big question we should ask. Why do we always wait until Osimhen comes before we play? If Osimhen is not there, we struggle for goals. We have not played any game without Osimhen and scored two in this qualifying phase.
Well, that's why the injury went well as well. And that's probably why in less than 100 games, he's on the right course to break records.
So how do we, if anything bad should happen to us going to the AFCON, what do we do about that attacking option?
Honestly, when Shelly came in, I was really hoping that they would take off from where we left off. You know, the final games were inside AFCON. Probably that was when what is close to what they view Nigerian spirit, or at least what I would expect the Super Eagles to play like, play. They were using Ademola Lookman to drop down. Osimhen was moving forward. He was dragging people away. And Lookman was able to, you know, benefit of that. I was expecting to see, you know, sometimes in this era, a player that's doing very well in something, you should continue in the national team with that person. And probably that's, and it will be. It's very little on the left flank. Since he go Fulham, the guy has been very great with popping up. Yes, he comes through the center, he go do the left work, but what did they do? Like, clear to see opportunities. But a lot of times, sometimes we go switch person, go wing, they go put and make it drop deep, they go carry player when we say, you know, go expect, make it fall in, put person from natural position, like what happened with Ekong.
Yeah.
You know, they had to tweak things. Eric Chelle, I think the biggest challenge for him, and I'm rooting for him, but he has to be sure that if he position himself anyhow for this World Cup qualifier series, he feel like he could collect sack before December. Because one thing I'm sure of about this NFF,
sack before December for Shell. Why?
I'm telling you, because here's why. It depends on how he loses games. You don't want to be losing game and seeming like you have high pressure moments, and that's when you are still tweaking.
No, but isn't that a problem for him? So knowing that he has AFCON coming up.
The example. We had the progress for Richelle Dodi. I've been Richelle. You see Aruku Dari, for instance, play Russia. The guy active. The other one, he active. The next game, he bench waiting. He bench out.
Aruku Dari.
When you go see players, when don't they get momentum? No, be there, they say, yes, we don't they get team character. But instead...
No, but he got Aruku Dari for who?
For who?
Desas.
Was it Desas? No, it was Osimhen.
It was Desas.
No, now after the Russia friendly,
it was Desas.
No, after the Russia friendly, it was the World Cup qualifiers. Osimhen back in the national team.
Now Desas, the guy.
No, but Desas only come on after Osimhen don't come on.
You see the problem, sir.
So the game against Rwanda.
Yeah.
The moment Osimhen got injured.
Yeah.
Desas came in ahead of Aruku Dari.
Yeah.
Then that second Desas game
also
against
had, Desas also had momentum against the Unity Cup.
So the Unity Cup is one of conversation. So the
that was Tolu, like June. That's so June.
So the Tolu, my thinking, at least the understanding.
Tolu
I get
scored against Russia.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Now he first go, and then he doubles up. And guy, in my thinking, you know, if a player is active and is doing great, you push him there, you continue. You see Benjamin Frederick now, as we are getting into this era, we have a right back problem. Abi, this guy don't injure.
Ola
injure.
Bright.
Felix Agu,
the one supposed to be
Bright is still not around.
And
Zaidu has been called up.
Yeah, they carry Zaidu. That's fair. I like Zaidu soon because he has been on the bounce. They get 1, 2, 3. We get 23 people can bring. Brought 22. Now, shooking the right back. So we have a natural right back. Oh, so we don't stress ourselves. Or no, check now. If God is merciful and kind, then no go shift Benjamin. Make it go walk on that flank. That's something that's now becoming a playbook for Eric Chell. He experiments when he's supposed to just consolidate. In a Nigerian squad like this, that the first squad and the backup, if he enter the top side for any other person in this continent
country,
and the
next. Yes.
Guy, don't experiment.
Where do we go to from here?
Baba, where do we go to?
Ooh.
Baba, we go to Polokwane! That's where we go!
No.
I think after this, we need to rebuild in terms of talking about where do we go.
Because 2022...
What are we rebuilding? Because we have the team. You can't say, remember 2000...
Do we have the team? No, we have players, not the team.
Okay, we have players, right?
The word team, 11 people thinking like one person. We have 11 people thinking like 11 people. And that's the manager, that's 12.
Maybe like a few people,
I think the difference now from 2002 where we had, you remember the saying, tired legs.
Yeah.
That time it was disband the squad. We can't disband this.
Who be the tired legs? Who were those?
We were talking about Osimhen. No, not Osimhen. Yeah. Sunday Olise, all those. You know, there was.
Yeah, they were using now the 90s boys.
That they were still using 90s boys in the two.
Which is funny because if you remember 2004, it was the 90s boys that took us there.
Yeah, you know, Nigeria.
It's really funny.
Remember,
the Garba Lawa.
His age is
I think we have a problem. I think we have the problem, right? We kind of like not like overthink it. We think we are bigger than ourselves. As Nigerians, we think
that's why
we think we are Brazil.
That was why my second blame was going to be the fans. Because outside of the players, the fans themselves have this expectation in their brain that we're larger than life.
So about their disrespect to other people, country,
I think it's all
the
of us.
The fans, sorry, this is where we do this thing.
Yes.
Excuse me, let me check on this. If you are here watching this as a fan, if you are a Nigerian football fan, stop disrespecting teams from other countries. Even the Zimbabwe that they yab, they get voted, they get Munetsi, they get Marvelous, they get people, everybody they rise. Nobody be smally again. So if your boys are not cooking, another smally go take her. Oteka will be taking. And that's where we are.
So I think the problem, this one I just said now, if it's Zimbabwe, I could disagree.
Hold on.
Because Zimbabwe had 4 points, and out of the 4 points, they got 2 points from us.
Okay.
2 points
Make a shock you. All the others, for the poorest performing teams for inside these qualifiers, all the poorest performing teams, the big
collect
boys,
points from us.
3 points! Boy, now they collect. Nigeria, now 2 we collect from Zimbabwe. And they come, this team Zimbabwe, check all their qualifiers. They lost low. 1-0 they're very, almost be like saying a draw. They won't enter. So don't look them down. It's so, just...
Let me answer this.
They're not getting creative meeting.
Let me answer this. Just what you said. The biggest team in this group, South Africa, right? Based on what we've seen. The only team, the team we collected 6 points from, South Africa only has collected 0.
Ooh, that's why this is their match on Friday for Blue Forte.
Because remember that Rwanda, we beat Rwanda home and away.
Wait.
But South Africa did not even beat Rwanda.
South Africa got 6 points from Benin. 6 points. So and away.
Benin are still the same thing now. Not worrying about different.
Our neighbors now.
It's not difficult for South Africa. It's not difficult for South Africa to even beat a Zimbabwe than a Benin. Benin, no Benin. Mm.
So, you know, I was making a point about the fans, right?
Yeah.
From the fans, even us, the media.
Yeah.
Because now we can't they like
blame.
Our ex.
Want to blame.
Because they like our ex, Genotro. Because Genotro.
You gotta do things.
Don't give us.
You want to blame us now. You want to blame the media.
We need to blame ourselves.
I agree too.
Because I remember that time. I remember that time when they talk, say, man, they
it's
give
boring.
Us. See, Mourinho, they give you results. Park Boss give you results. Celebrate your trophies. Genotro was giving us qualification. We went for the AFCON, qualified for the AFCON with 2 games to spare. We qualified for the 2018 FIFA World Cup.
But remember,
they docked us 3 points
But if you remember, now beyond all the stories that we heard about the team, him losing the dressing room and all, the results started showing bad. This is the only time we lost to Central African Republic. In Nigeria, in Lagos. In Lagos. Why would you blame Passero if Raw was already beginning to start losing games to Central African Republic?
But the thing is, so this is the question. Did we see the end of Raw? We kind of like saw Raw's end in our heads. And we said, go.
No, I won't let you over glorify Russia because you treat it as much as see. I like see as much if man good, and he still the guest points going, we go talk to the guest points.
May we take our L?
Mm-hmm. No, we go take the L, but the L not long. Now, small letter L.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, what I never enjoyed from Genot Ross setup, yes, it was compact, it was defensive, we did the clean work, is that it made us feel like we should be grateful for being underachievers. I don't like it. If I want to die, make her come out the play. So honestly, when I hear say Shelley de Con, I thought that Omo, more just they bomb them, creative midfield.
But managers are very pragmatic.
This is one of the lowest creative passes and chances we've gotten from Shelley. But Genot Ross, he was never good with that, where he only knew how to do precision play. Oh yeah, counter. Pew, poka, poka, pom. So in a way, I will ask a question.
Ask.
Is it better we take a man who can close neck and give you result, but you know that you don't go far?
Yes.
Or a man that will pour everything?
No.
And
swore.
You give it God. Swore.
No, I want a man that will close my leg and ensure that the World Cup will be there. AFCON will be there.
Mm.
As long as we're always there, every event
as
should be.
As long as
you're there.
Because CAF has increased
participation.
CAF has increased the teams.
For Olympics.
CAF don't increase teams for Africa to 9.
Guys.
That FIFA has increased us to 9, and we're not part of the 9.
I even heard that there's this drama with Eritrea and whatnot that it gives us a fair chance. That
we're going to work on it. As media professionals, we'll go and work on it now. Then we'll come back.
Let's use it.
We'll get back to you, yes. All right, so our time well fast spent. strength for us. We've got to go. We could go on and on and on and on. Trust me. Yeah, we can go on.
So it's not
you. So not be you. Kevin, it's not you. We did, yeah. All I just said, I'm looking at you.
Let me use PPG this time. I'm trying for podcast too.
I'm trying to learn.
You know, we are a coach shed. You know, we are tired.
I know we're tired.
But I don't like being coach that time.
Have Renat. It's my Christmas shirt. Now my Christmas shirt now.
Come, who could be the fan? Sorry, this is for girls, not for now. At the five man, where I go crush on these coaches in this
qualifying series, I'll be World Cup.
No players, nothing.
Qualifying, I'll be World Cup.
No, do qualifying series, more leave and first. We have 2 weeks, I'll be 10 days to enjoy ourselves. So who will be the hottest? No, not be my problem.
We'll go South America now.
South America.
You take raw.
Raw. Raw no guesties.
Big raw.
Raw no guesties.
Guesties, bro.
No guesties.
That guy understand Nigeria.
He understand Nigeria.
Understand us. Bah.
But I think another manager we should watch out for is long term. Benny McCarthy, Kenya. Long term.
He's done well with Kenya.
Long time. Yeah, long time. You
know, about the
face
Sudan.
You're on a Sudan, it's South Sudan.
So man, is it Kwesi, what's his name?
Kwesi Appiah.
Appiah shocked me. You see, a prophet is not appreciated in his country. You see, I see the root,
Share lose Chan.
Nobody tell her make you go there. I don't know who advise him. Make it go stand for front for Chan. He should have let the local coaches go and stay in front. Now that thing, do you notice since Pamoja, all chill, grace, he don't come out because now Nigerians are looking like.
So what was Pamoja?
Pamoja, now be Chan now, now be the. He was lovely now. It was Swahili. He's the team of the Chan.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be carrying my microphone and be going. Pamoja, not here, new word. I'm going, you know what?
I'm leaving.
I'm getting too old. My time is up for this podcast. I'm leaving.
Are you that?
Pamoja, goodness.
It's Pamoja.
Is that the dance?
It's the team. It's the way they put my cup team. See the way Morocco na born winner.
So you know what? I'm going to have to beg you that you have to come back on this show.
You go pay me this time.
That's now we know it's small thing now. That's small thing now. Smalls. Pamoja.
Pamoja. Yes now.
Pamoja.
Got you. I got you.
Not only because of your qualification, but your experience. Only you, doctor. Chief.
President.
Sorry, chief doctor. Chief doctor.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So she collected the sheep before the doctor.
Yeah, sure.
And now you say chief. She collected me now. She's not saying doctor chief. She said, it's the other way. It's chief.
When
doctor.
The only Sadebe, they.
That's true. Are you not the only.
Umbiri, Umbiri, Kambiri. When they want singer, you know, you go in there, they call the people. Chief.
They're the only chief. They're the only chief and doctor in sports in Nigeria.
We have plenty of doctors, but it's not.
They're the only chief and doctor in sports in Nigeria.
I think he's a chief. I think he's a doctor.
Is
he a
doctor?
No. But he's not primarily a journalist. Yes, he's not.
He's a columnist.
He's a analyst. I know he's an analyst. But you are the only chief and doctor.
Well, I hope.
Even if I don't want to expand it in women, you are the only doctor in women's sports journalism in Nigeria.
No, get some doctors.
Come on, doctor.
She's a doctor.
Is she now a doctor?
For that matter. So you don't have to ask me to get her.
She's a doctor now.
Is she now a doctor?
It's in process. It's in view.
Is it
what
is decision?
Yes, in view.
You know, Saturn, I don't think people paper now.
She can never write.
Emu no be doctor. Emu na masters.
We get Abolore, he be doctor.
No, they talk of women.
Women. I say women, now you be the only one.
And a doctor.
Yeah.
Not only you be a woman doctor.
The school rest. They know what they do.
When Sarafina gets her own, it will no longer be in view.
Oh boy,
till then.
No worry.
Not only you get that award. Now remember what Neto C said. Is it Neto C? With an MMC. And then remember what Fausna answered. Which musician do you know? So until somebody else comes. Today,
doctor.
Thanks for dropping me this bar, man.
What can I say, man? You're too much.
You can just
Kevin, me and you will see next week.
We'll see now.
But no, we're going to be here.
We'll be here.
All right, so that's how we end the show today. We'll catch you next time for another one.